Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so it's been a hot minute since we did this. We're doing pickup lines.
Okay.
I always hate when we do this, only because then Slacker tries them on us.
I know.
Us?
I just made the
hack?
Longest
yeah.
eye contact with Eric. I'm going to do it again.
No.
Okay. So first off, I just want to say, I think they're back. I think there's been so many stories. The apps are dying, guys. It's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are like in person. You see a girl or a guy and you want to approach them. This is what you could say.
Because I don't think it's Z and millennials are tired of having the app be their story. It's just not, it doesn't feel natural.
It's a lot of what I'm hearing from like younger people is it just feels like it goes nowhere. Like the guys are on there and they have 20 matches. So they feel like
after 3 months, it's on to the next one.
It's yeah. so disposable. It's yeah. Amazon culture.
Yep. Yes.
It's just like, I'll just order another one.
Right.
I was getting a swipe. Mm. Here, like, I got this, one coming.
A minor bump here. I'm not going to deal with it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we want to give you, if you're out there mm-hmm. trying to meet in the wild, we want to give you some things in your bandolier. You want me to try one?
Yeah, but please try it on hack.
Please.
This one doesn't work on him because he doesn't like this food, but it's all
right. Okay.
Because he's not you don't like breakfast food, right? You don't like cereal?
I don't like cereal, no. But I like breakfast.
You know, I'd give up my morning cereal to spoon you.
Oh. Hello.
Ew.
So, yes?
Mm. Sure.
Come here.
Erica, the more you do that, the more I'm gonna go over
there. I know.
Are you big spoon or a little? How do you want to do this?
I would do either.
Okay. You guys, I think something's wrong with my eyes because I just can't take them off of you.
Oh. She looked at me on that one.
These are pretty bad. Okay. But I do like this one.
Okay.
When our friends ask, I don't want to look at him. When our friends ask how we met, what are we gonna tell them? Anything funny? Funny answers only. I even got it wrong.
Look, I know you're busy. Just can you add me to your things to do?
Ooh, I like it. And like, if you say it the right way, like things to do. You know what I mean? You put that little creepy thing, yeah. and it's like,
that's not going to work.
I've rope in the car.
Oh my!
I like to say that. It's like I've got a hole dug about your size.
Okay.
In the forest.
Okay.
How about this one? Hold on. Is this a museum? Because you're a work of art.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh my.
Hard eye contact. Right? Erica on that one.
I hate it.
Come on. That's not bad.
Okay. That was okay. I do like that one.
I'm trying to imagine if I would respond to any of these in real life.
Yeah.
Because everybody says whenever we do these, and we don't want you to call with this. We want you to call with other ones. But like, just walk up and say hi. It's like, yes, that probably is the way to make it happen.
Okay, but what about this? Oh, I don't know how this works. Are we married now? I love that. That would work on me so fast.
Really?
Yes. I'd be like,
what?
A wedding? I'm interested.
That's actually pretty good. Wow. Okay. Here's the deal. We want these. We have a bunch of bad ones written down. We're going to keep mm-hmm. going. But like, if you have a great one that's worked
yeah.
or not worked, and I want to give extra points to women because women don't do it as often because all you have to do is just go, sup. And like, we're like, cool, I'll marry you. Like, well, let's go.
I have one that worked.
Go.
Is anyone sitting here?
Yes, yeah, that's lame. Was it on his lap?
No.
That would work.
That would be interesting.
If you got a killer pickup line, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text your pickup lines in.
Excuse me. I just bought this kiss-proof chapstick. I need a lab partner to test its claims. Are you in? It's for science. What, you hate science?
He was opening his mouth for a kiss.
If you were a triangle, you'd be a cute one. Geography and geometry jokes don't get you.
Well, no? Certainly not a geography.
You know, I've got geography ones. I've got alphabet ones. If I were rewriting the alphabet, put you and I together.
You know what the Little Mermaid and I have in common?
What?
It's not just my hair. It's that we both want to be a part of your world.
Mm. Are you hitting on a child?
Tiak, even if there were no more gravity on Earth, I'd still fall for you.
These are kind of working.
Read the phone book to you.
I had the best pickup line on the way, but I saw you and now I'm speechless. I hate him.
I actually kind of like that
one. I think your delivery sucks.
Yeah.
Is part of it.
Oh, okay. Try it.
Titanic. That's my icebreaker. What's up?
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. Okay, but in a bar, that would work.
They say the human body is 70% water. And I'm feeling pretty thirsty.
Oh, no.
I would call the police on you.
I have the follow-up to that.
Okay.
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
No, my God. No.
Can you fold yourself into a ball? I need to see if you'll fit in my frunk.
Do you like bagels? Because you're bagels. Bagels.
It's been a while since I've heard bagels.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, I have the other one that's I always use, but it's like, people get weird about it.
What?
Do you want to come over to my house and have some cake and maybe have sex? What's the matter? You don't like cake? What's wrong? You're not into cake?
On a woman you're meeting for the first time.
He's been screaming it. What? The cake?
It's a cake! And then I'm pizza!
Away.
You like pizza? Oh. Come here, darling. We'll have some cake and pizza and the sex thing. All right. You know what's fun is I have probably 30 more that I can get to. So
sure.
I'm just going to say this. If you don't call, I'll keep going.
I have one good one that I'm saving for next round.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We'd love to hear your best pickup lines. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Thank you to whoever just texted in and made all of my pickup lines seem way less creepy.
Yep.
We can't read that.
It has to do with a place to sit.
Ooh, just
yep.
Stop it right there. Yep. So we're looking for your best pickup lines. I think someone must have stolen the stars. Put them in your eyes.
Oh my God.
Monica.
Yai.
Pickup lines. Right. What do you got?
Bear with me. It's something you've heard before, but the end is the best part. Girl, you're a fine apple, and I want to be SpongeBob so I can live inside you.
Yep.
Did she say, girl, you're a fine apple?
Yeah. Fine apple.
Like, and if you're a fruit, you'd be a fine apple, not a fine apple. I would be studied off.
That middle part gets real hazy, but I think it ends with inside, right?
I want to be SpongeBob and live inside of you.
Is referencing SpongeBob on a first date?
Once again, I ask.
Sexy.
Are you hitting on a child?
Maybe. It's not terrible. If you're hitting on a millennial... They know SpongeBob, right?
Yeah, but I don't want any man
of SpongeBob. I mean, like the area of cartoon. Now it's trash.
Okay, I think if you're hitting on Aaron, you should use that one.
Okay, Claudia.
Yai.
Pickup lines. What's yours?
I have my 12-year-old son here, and he'll say, "You're
lips seem dry. Would you like me to hydrate them?
Oh, you're 12
year old? 12 year old.
Yeah. It's smoother than all of 12, us.
Yes.
Does that work?
It made me lick my lips. It is that weird thing though. Like,
yeah,
if somebody gets chapstick out, you automatically lip your, you have no choice.
Oh.
You've never seen that? Oh my God, somebody gets chapstick out. Watch.
It just happens.
Okay. And you as a mother, you're comfortable with your son's suaveness?
I just find it hilarious.
Okay.
I wonder if he's kissing girls at 12.
Duh. Yeah, I think so. When did you start kissing? Like, does anybody remember when they started kissing?
I was like 15.
Yeah, I think it was 16.
I kind of did it all in the same year.
Good for you, man.
All right.
It was 17.
You didn't kiss a girl till you really? Were 17?
And then I just boinked everyone right up. Okay. I was just like, let's go. Jose.
Yay.
Pickup lines. What do you got?
Yeah. How much does a polar bear weigh?
How much? How much does a polar bear weigh? I think I know where this one's going. How much?
Enough to break the ice. Hi, my name's Jose. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
This is field tested and it works.
Yeah, but you were so fast at the end, though. You know what I mean? Don't you think he like ramrodded through that?
We're not judging his delivery.
Oh, I am.
It was just a good pickup line.
10 seconds. You said 10 seconds, so I wanted to make sure I stayed in those 10 seconds.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. Thank you,
that's
Jose.
Good. Yeah. Erica, you said you saving a good one.
Oh, yeah. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Erica, but you can call me tonight or tomorrow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude, but do you understand? Okay. Do you understand? She could literally go, sleep with me, and you'd be like, cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Girls don't need lines.
You're so different.
Right.
Anyway. But if you need somebody to say because you want to walk up to a guy, like, these are your options.
TAC has one that he wants me to use. You've been pushing this one line on me.
Oh. Yeah. I think it's good. I think you could pull it off.
I heard you were looking for me.
Yeah. If I didn't know who you were, I'd be like, come on, I'm so sorry.
You're going to think, oh, he must be somebody. You know? You play for the
Broncos. He wants
Broncos
me to walk up to somebody and go, I heard you were looking for me.
Women are kind enough that they would go, no, I'm so sorry. That must have been someone else. Can I help you find them?
And then maybe we walk around the bar together looking.
Then his charm takes over. You just need the in. And then his charm takes over. I actually did see this video of a guy, and it's a genius pickup line. He had his shirt inside out, and women cannot help themselves but to come over and go,
oh my God, it's diabolical.
Your tag's sticking out. He go, oh yeah. Hey, I'm Michael, by the way. And then they're just talking. And he's just got
something helpless.
Yeah.
Like, grow my unibrow out.
No.
Okay. Kevin?
Yeah.
Pickup lines, what's yours?
You say, can I smell your mommy parts?
Okay.
Can I smell your mommy parts, I believe you said, or naughty parts. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And that's worked?
And when they get mad, then you say, oh, must be your feet.
Hey, Kevin, I'm going to say this softly. No.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
All the news that the networks.
Hey.
I had this line in my head. I was
that reminds me of the old
white trash.
Yeah.
The news the networks refuse to use. News. News.
No. No.
This is news or nope.
Brand new week, all new nopes, and I am going to make a rule.
Okay.
Hack can talk about whatever he wants and no one can nope him, because that was...
Just today?
It might be this whole week, man. That was the meanest thing. He noped himself last week, and then we just piled on
in one of the most...
He had stories... He wanted to get out about the Muppets. Like, I walked into he has a producer studio that he does stuff in, and he was just rocking back and forth, and he was just like, Muppets, Muppets.
right. I'm sorry about that. I was the Muppet.
I was out in the field. I was covering data and then just for nothing.
There's no nopes to him, but the rest of us can. He can nopes. No nopes.
I feel like this might be too much.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this. As the benevolent dictator, if you F this up, we're going to come back down on you like a hammer.
Okay. That's fair.
All right.
Good evening. Ooh. Welcome to the program.
Oh, man, and now he's cocky.
Yeah, he's jittery.
Happy Sesame Street Day, everybody.
Thank you.
What is that?
It is the 56th anniversary. It's celebrated on November 10th every year. It's the day that Sesame Street first aired back in 1969, and it's just a day to remember Sesame Street. Who doesn't watch Sesame Street? You watched it growing up, right?
Yeah, not much, though.
Okay, well, that's why you're dumb.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good
Thank
job.
You. Yeah. My God. Good job.
Sesame Street is everything.
Thank you. Yes, it's all the variety show for kids.
Let's rank them. Sesame Street, Electric Company. Anybody even remember that?
No.
Hey, you guys! Yeah. That, Mr. Rogers, great, but
great.
No.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
No,
Blue's. Dora the Explorer?
My kids have
Swipe or no, swiping.
I like that. There's Duolingo in there. Yeah. But
Sesame Blue's Street
Clues.
Classic.
Yeah, Blue's Clues is pretty bad.
It I've is
just been
pretty
rewatching
bad.
It again.
I have to pretend I don't see the paw. Where is it? It's right there, man.
I know.
Yeah.
It's right there.
You have to have Blue.
Like, what? Where? You're like, dude, it's right there.
I think they're rage baiting kids.
They are.
Now that you
My
say
kids
it.
Are up against the TV, like, is it the, but the. Good job, Hack.
Thank you.
The ban remains in effect. No noping, Hack.
Sorry for calling you dumb.
Yeah, you know what? Not the first time today.
Not a newscaster-esque banter there.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Orlando Bloom was at a Halloween party back whenever Halloween was, and a photo has come out of him posing with another actress who was dressed like Katy Perry on the space flight. The actress is Rachel Lynn Matthews. She's from Happy Death Day. That was a movie, right?
Yeah. Here's the deal. It's been rumored that that was the moment, right?
That was the tipping point.
So, like, for him to be posing with her is pretty yucky.
They have a kid, you guys.
Right. A 5-year-old, isn't she? Yeah. Daisy Dove is 5.
That doesn't feel like a healthy co-parenting moment.
What I will give Katy Perry credit for, because it is my new favorite song, is her new song, Band-Aids, about the breakup. But she, in the bridge of the song, it's like a hug to her daughter, because it's like, would never undo it if I could, would do it all over again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The whole bridge is, yeah.
Do you know what's so funny?
What?
Girls and lyrics, man. I heard the song. I think it's a banger. I think it's a great
it's
song.
It's the first great Katy Perry song in a long time.
Katy Perry, I'm sorry, Katy, if you're listening, if you're out with What's His Bucket, you have sucked for a bit.
Right. Woman's World was terrible.
Terrible.
And that last tour was like trash.
No, it was pretty good.
It was like the tour was fine, but the album was not.
Yeah.
But the dancing I heard was sometimes a little.
It was just, it almost seemed like there wasn't any continuity, but once you saw the whole thing, there was.
Mm. Okay. Anyway.
But the song is just a hit.
Are we playing the song?
Hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God.
Great. Banger of a song.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If it's been a rough couple of days, by couple, I mean maybe 1.5. Mercury went into retrograde yesterday. So I have your horoscopes for the week.
Oh.
For the week?
Yes.
Well, because it's easy to do this show, right? It's three of us getting knocked out with one thing.
Right. We have 3 Aries, 1 Taurus. Aries, you might feel justified in the situation since the karmic scales are tilted in your favor. However, a few days later, you'll suffer from remorse. The reason is that revenge is sweet for a hot minute, but it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth due to your conscience taking hold.
Here's the thing.
That meant nothing to
me. She read that because she identifies with it, and I don't.
I
think it might be your part of Aries. That really, you don't?
It's like I'm learning anything to all of us that we might feel remorse this week.
After
we do some vengeful thing.
What are we
going
to do
after you feel
T-hack.
Justified.
Yeah.
Who would you get revenge on?
3 Aries arguing.
My God. No, we might. Hey.
Right?
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Hold on. Taurus.
Yes.
Although you may want to lean into your intuition to get to the bottom of matters, it could be faulty at the moment from Mercury's backwards journey. Before addressing others, make sure you have tangible proof and reasons. A pragmatic approach to information carries you through the next few weeks.
Look at that. Yeah. Aries yelling at someone. Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We have, I don't know what this is, a bit of an emergency. Have you ever gotten a phone call from somebody that wasn't meant for you?
Kind of. We, for a long time, it was like every holiday season, my dad would get a call from a woman who was looking like for her son. And for some reason, she thought my dad was that number. And she would call like every holiday. And my dad would
answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this was back. It was just call the house, like not a cell phone, just the home phone. She was just, hello. Like,
hey, Madge.
I think he was trying to be nice to her. Like I never quite really knew what was going on. I was like very young.
That's so sad.
But I remember he like kind of had to deal with it every year.
Because I was getting voicemails from somebody who thought like I was her grandson for a little while there. But like, I've never set up my voicemail. If you know this about me, I have thousands of voicemails. Because if you know me, you text me. But like, I think when you call my phone, if I don't answer, it goes, Slacker is not. So what, did she think her grandson was named Slacker? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like a, hey, it's me, leave me a message
at
the beep. It's just
be
like
a silly
Slacker
nickname.
I guess. But yeah. I never answered, so she just kept, well, I haven't heard from you.
Wait, that makes me so sad.
Okay. Well, this is gonna be so much worse. We just got a text message to the radio station that I don't know what it is. I don't want to read it out loud.
Right. I don't want to give too much personal info.
Can you kind of dissect it a little? Can you kind of read it?
Yeah. Like, so we got a text that is addressed to someone named Alice. Obviously, we are Alice, the radio station.
So if you saved us, if you're trying to win concert tickets or something, you may have put 303-222-5423 in your phone as Alice.
Right. And maybe you know another Alice, whatever.
Yeah.
But the text is basically saying, Alice, this is impersonal to text about, but I heard that your son passed and I wanted to share like my deepest sympathies, etc. I have a theory on it that is different than what I think you.
I don't think. Like what you think.
I think it might be spam.
I was kind of thinking that too.
Because we've all gotten those weird spam texts that are like super personal. So they make you want to respond and go, oh, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
The only reason I don't think it is because of a certain, there's a space and then a slash. In other words, the slash, no space. And like, I don't know.
It seems more human.
Yeah.
Like a.
But they say a name, right?
Yeah.
They say Alice
so and so.
Or I, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Does this. I want to know what our responsibility here is, because I don't want to reach back out and be like, you won tickets to.
Right.
Like well, what do we.
Don't they usually get bounce back texts? So she's. Or he.
Oh my God. They would have gotten a
has
bounce
already
back.
Gotten one.
Totally.
But so, do we reach out again and go,
hey, sorry about.
Hey, we're sorry. But what if it's a spam?
What happens if you reach back out to a spam?
Yeah, that's what I'm always confused about, it being spam. Like, what? How do they get you for anything? You know,
I think
if you just
because
I'm getting spam that has my name and my address on it.
Yes, they try to get you to engage. Like my mom got one where that was like, "Oh, please help me and my very sick dog," and it was like a photo of a very very skinny dog that looked like my mom's dog.
And
she didn't. I think she screenshot it and sent it around and was like, "None of you know this number, right?" I know.
But if that came to me, I would help with the dog. I know,
but see, then they were probably looking for money or something.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'd love for people, this is a very ironic request, but text in right now and tell us what
I
to do.
I found who it belongs to. It's a person in Colorado. It's a real number.
It is?
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, so we probably should respond. How do you respond, though? Hi, sorry about your friend.
Nice try.
Yeah.
We just did a break about it on the radio.
Also, if you were that person and you're somehow listening right now, text us back. We're sorry.
And just tell us. Yeah. All right. Here endeth that whole awkwardness.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today. Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. All of them are available on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, and you spell that A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Of course you do. Amber. Oh, wait. You're going to tell us something about her. Yai.
Yai.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'll just leave.
No, go ahead. I forgot. I just got excited.
We're going to help Amber with a breakup.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I need help breaking up with my friend.
Oh. I was so excited at first.
You wanted her to be going through a breakup?
Breaking up with people?
I want to help someone.
Oh.
No.
But you're breaking up with a friend. Why?
Yeah, so we've been friends since college, and, you know, we were always very close.
Okay.
But over the last couple years, she's just been so hard to hang around. Like, she has a really successful career. I'm happy for her. But it also makes her a bit narcissistic, and she has to be the center of attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's always, like, one-upping everyone's stories. She has to make everything about herself.
God,
that's gotta be awful.
Yeah, we don't know anyone like that.
Oh, and here's the worst part. We go out to nice restaurants. She's constantly sending food back to the kitchen.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Does she have an allergy?
No.
Oh,
it's just quote-unquote like, wrong?
She's like, oh, the chicken doesn't taste right. Oh, the vegetables are a little too soft. Oh, she's constantly making things about her, and it's embarrassing. It's rude.
Oh, that's
brutal. She's the, like,
she's
you
that
guys friend. Have to admit, even though you were taking your little shot there, I'm not that.
No, you're not like this at all.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
you're not successful.
No, and also
like your friend.
Oh my god! Wow!
Wow!
Is that what you meant?
Almost exactly what she meant.
Totally.
What are you doing, bro?
I don't know. I'm kind of mad you just skipped over my part, okay?
I'm so sorry. I just got, like, you know, I just get the phone and I grab the person
right.
And I'm like,
very successful.
Okay, it was just like sense memory. I just went through. So I have to ask you this, Amber, because this has come up in different OPPs lately, and it's starting to be something I think about. Do you think she's getting worse, or is this something that you just started to notice? And now, because
no,
it's like,
I think she's getting worse because our other friends have noticed too, and we're all kind of dreading seeing her.
But you're gonna tell me that in college she wasn't a little bit like the thing about
she
it
wasn't
is
like this until she started becoming successful. She was actually fun to be around before, and now it's like it's just draining. I come home and I'm like, why did I even go out tonight with her? You know,
but like a broke college kid isn't gonna be like, this chicken tastes bad. It's going to be like, give me more because I have no money.
But I'm just going to say, as the guy in the room who's been twice divorced, I loved both of my wives. But then when there's a breakup coming, then all of a sudden, have they always chewed that loud?
Right.
Have they always been this late for everything? Have they always styled their hair like that?
Oh my God.
Like you just start nitpicking. And I'm wondering if a little bit of this is on Amber and now they're just all, oh, and now she, well, you all just start to like.
I don't know if it matters. At the end of the day, Amber is like,
you're right.
Hey, I don't really want to be friends with this person anymore. I don't feel good when I hang out with them. That's that.
Okay, then what are you asking? Do you want to know if you got to tell her?
Well, yeah, because I keep making excuses, and I can't make excuses forever, right? I just know, hey, she's not good for my energy right now. And, you know, we have a couple mutual friends, and some of them are also feeling that way, too. So, like, do I owe her a conversation? Can I just, like, slow fade out and ghost her?
This is I have slow faded a friend very similar to this. And I'm not, like, super proud of that. Because I'm wondering if a conversation would have helped her in the long run with other people, even if I don't think you can kind of like help them and then you stay friends because you just told them something they don't want to hear.
I mean, they might.
But that's kind of the job of a friend.
Yeah.
But you're excusing yourself from that job. So it's like,
right.
Do you owe them anything on your way out?
But also, Amber, you guys, you've been friends since college, you said. So you were at a different point in your life. Now you're at this point in your life. Is there any hope that life's this long journey?
The ebb and flow.
And she'll settle into her boots a little more? That's probably not a saying, but.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, do I stick it out because we have so much history together? You know, there's that.
Yeah, like, is it worth. Because I'm sure I can look back on times in my life and go, I wasn't the same person that I am now.
Right. Yeah.
And maybe I'm glad people stuck with me.
Well, here's what I want to do. I think there's plenty of people who've like weeded their toxic garden. Mm-hmm. And at that point, what do you owe the people who you are weeding? Do you just pull the weed and put it in a trash bag? Or do you have to tell the weed why they're a weed? 303-222-5423. You can call or text. It sounds to me like you're committed, though.
To weeding.
You're done.
So here's the thing. That conversation part, I don't know if she'd even be open and receptive to it. I don't think she would get it.
Because she is pretty, like, self-centered.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Even a narcissist, if you're saying, Amber, you and all of her other friends are feeling the same way, as soon as two or three people have the conversation, I feel even a narcissist will, you don't think?
No.
A true blue narcissist won't go, oh my God, if enough people call me a horse, I should buy a saddle? Like,
no, they're going, well, if I'm a horse, then I'm going to step on you. That's also not a saying.
Maybe she should settle into her boots.
I really believe, like, true narcissists are going to go, well, something's wrong with all of you, then.
For real?
Yes. And
so the thing you weeded was like one, that.
True narcissists are going to say, you guys are just jealous.
Yes, exactly.
So then just fade this bee. Like, I don't.
That's what I was thinking.
But maybe she's not a true narcissist.
Mm-hmm. It could be like fake ego.
Yeah.
And it's like, girl, chill.
Is there anything too, like those type of personality traits can help you be successful? I don't think you need to be that way to be successful. But if she is in like a high power job, is it like
100%
your only thing?
Not in this business. We're doormats. But like.
I was pointing at you.
Man.
I'm kidding. You're not a narcissist because if all three of us came to you and were like, hey, man, you're being a D-bag.
Yeah, I would,
you would
immediately
be like,
what? You would just watch my carcass falling 11 stories.
Okay, well,
start. Okay, Amber, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. So hang on. Don't move. I still feel, okay, I'm going to be the most hypocritical person you've ever met.
Perfect.
We all know in this room I'm non-confrontational. Mm-hmm. I don't send my food back. I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I would want you guys to tell me. If I was, exactly, I would, like, again, I don't think I'm that level of narcissism, so I would hear it, and maybe this friend of Amber's won't hear it, but don't you, if you've been friends with her since college, 10 years, 15, don't you owe that to her? Kind of?
I would want to try to, because I would want to keep that friendship, unless it is kind of a burden at that point.
It sounds like it is. And I'm telling you, I was in a really similar situation.
Like when it was like all the girls are getting together, you're like, is she coming? And you're just like, oh God, she's going to be there.
It was like you could only put off the plans for so long. And then you knew you needed to go to dinner, but you knew that dinner was going to go 3 hours and you said nothing about yourself.
What?
Yes, I'm telling you. Or you would
They just sit there and just tell you about their life and they never, you can't reciprocate.
They don't ask
I would start
about you.
To explain a breakup and it would be like, oh yeah, I get it. Cause. Something in my life. I'm telling you, this is, I know this friend.
And you got out, you got away.
I don't think I did it right though.
Do you wish you told her?
I don't know. I hate it all.
I know.
It's kind of like you escaped the prison or whatever. And now it's like, well, do you wish you talked to the guards?
Or
you're like,
I don't know.
I'm on the other side of it. I don't know.
All right, well, Amber's got a toxic friend. It looks like she's going to get rid of her, but what does she owe her on the way out? Or should she try to fix it? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Amber, who's got a toxic friend. And I don't think... Like, for the first time, we have a consensus, right? This girl's got to go.
It's, well, I think she's decided that too.
But what do you owe a toxic person in your life? Like, if you didn't turn them toxic.
Especially one that, exactly, that didn't start as toxic.
She, like, if you grow away from one another, are you allowed to just go?
Look, you're allowed to, are you allowed to keep growing that way?
Yes, and then just fade into the woodwork. And but like, or do you want to help this person? You were close at one point, and do you go, hey, you're kind of being a B.
Right. Can I read you an interesting text?
Absolutely.
This person says, I'm being ghosted by my former best friend of 30 years right now. Please have a conversation with her. I keep wishing that I knew exactly what happened to make my friend not want to be my friend anymore. And I wrote back and said, if it was something you didn't want to hear, do you think you would still hear it? And she was like, yes, because then I could not do it to someone else, even if I couldn't fix this.
It reminds me, my wife went through something very similar. One of her bridesmaids, who they were very close, and then all of a sudden, just...
And she'll never know why.
Couldn't she get started a response. Ghosting your wife?
Yeah, yeah. And my wife doesn't, to this day, has no idea. I've even like tried to talk to the dude and be like, hey, like, what's going on? And I know they know, but they don't say anything. And I don't know what happened. And it is like this big mystery.
I'm sorry,
like,
it's not your wife.
Well, that's, yeah.
You know, your wife's like such an angel.
Which is even, I think it's stranger. It's like, well, then what happened? And I don't know.
It's so cruel.
It is unsatisfying.
Like, oh, man, until you guys started saying this, I'm like, ghost her. Screw her. She's a narcissist. Screw her. But like, your wife is just floundering. That's so mean. You're just leaving her going.
And my wife reached out a couple times, just didn't get any response. And so now it's been years and we'll just never know. We've had to just accept that. I guess we'll never know what happened there.
That's the worst. Yeah. I actually recently had this happen. I don't know why. I got completely ghosted right about the time that I was moving here and I got engaged and the friend never reached out and said congrats. And I was like, wait, what? And I tried to talk about it and she was like, no, nothing's wrong.
And she's just not ready to tell you.
Have not spoken since the day I moved here.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Leanna?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You have advice on this?
So this hits a nerve for me because, I'm not a narcissist, but I have issues. Like my brain has, like, I have some mental problems.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't understand me. And instead of trying to understand me and figure out what's going on, everybody just blows me off. And nobody ever has a conversation with me. Nobody ever tries to ask me, hey, what's going on? They just blow me off. And I'm telling you what, it hurts my feelings a lot. Wow. And with this gal, knowing this person for as long as she's known her, I think the respectful thing to do is to have a conversation. If she's not receptive to it,
then you can bounce, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct. But I truly, honestly feel you need to give a person a chance. If they don't want to listen to what you have to say, then so be it. But I've always wanted everybody to give me the opportunity. You know, I have issues.
Right.
And if you just give me a chance.
So do you think your friends don't know that you have these issues, or they just
don't care to work with them?
They don't care to work with them. Oh, they're just like,
I'm sorry.
You're just special. And you know, at first they'll say, well, we love you because, and then everybody always does it.
Oh, and Anna, I'm sorry.
Nobody ever gives me an opportunity to explain or give me a chance to maybe change or stuff like that. Wow. So this gal may not be receptive, but I know if people would do that for me, I would be.
Yeah.
So I think the respectful thing to do is to have a conversation.
Wow. Yeah. Leanna, seriously, thank you for the call and for the perspective. Appreciate it. We're all just assuming this girl's just a.
I mean, what if she's
it's so
just,
easy to just get one side? She's a narcissist, yeah, but it's like, right. What if she's going through some stuff?
Or, but, and she but doesn't it, know that,
right?
Yeah, maybe.
You're sending food back, you got. Like,
what if that's just normal?
Yeah, or maybe she's overcompensating for something right. that she's yeah. that she's struggling with. I never thought of that.
I am the most scorched earth, ghosty human being. I owe so many people apologies if that's if this is mm-hmm. the real
you're
way.
Like, mm-hmm. Leanna just changed your whole world.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I was going through some stuff and you just ghosted. It's like, yeah, because you were just, ugh. Mm-hmm. Like, Candy?
Yes.
You've been through the same thing, right?
Yes, I have. In fact, I had a friend that we had been friends for years. And every conversation was about her. She related everything back to her. And I dropped a few hints kind of nicely along the way, kind of joking. And one night I texted her something about something bad my family was going through. And she compared it to something that was absolutely ridiculous. And like, so just not important, not horrible. And so I had to think about it for a little bit. And then I composed a nice, very nicely worded text. My husband helped me to make sure it was nice.
So ChatGPT is good for it. It takes some of the stank off of it.
Exactly. And I just told her, you know, honestly, I said, this instance is another instance of where it is about you. And in this case, it was about me. And I'm at a point in my life where my energy is very limited. And I think I need to take a break. You know, I don't hate you. I still love you. You're a friend of mine, but I just can't be the friend that you talk to all the time.
I love and, that because here's the deal. Like, thank you for the call, Candy. I know we ought to wrap this up, but it's like, you don't owe her anything.
But you're being the bigger person.
If you want to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to contact her for some notes. I have some texts.
Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I need Slacker's help.
Oh, no.
And also maybe T-Hack's here, but more so, Slacker, my fiance and I have decided to call on you for a big ask.
Okay. Okay. This is, this. I've been waiting for this moment.
Okay. And what am I supposed to do? Like, you just hang tight. If we need you.
If you have anything interesting to say, you may speak.
Okay. You may speak. Wow. 303-222-5423. I think, because of the way you've treated me on the show since you got here, if you want anything from me, this is going to have to start with an apology for all the wrongdoing you've done before. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just going to jump right to
the
it.
The thing that's really bothering me the most is that you never apologized about the dog father thing. And
and you know what?
What?
You're kind of back in the running.
Why?
I don't know.
Aaron's got something else to do and you need, because you saw how Swanson loves me.
Swanson really loves Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron was wearing Ugg boots. That's like rubbing hamburger on your crotch.
Okay.
Which he'll do. Yeah. He's that dedicated.
I can't remember why we discussed putting you back on there. Doesn't matter.
If you need me.
Right. Okay.
I'm always
doesn't
here.
Matter.
All right. Ask me a question. You don't have to apologize.
Okay, does great. Aaron do the voice?
No. No, because Swanson doesn't like it.
Okay. So we started working on our wedding registry because all of you in this room said, my God, your website's out there. How is your registry not up?
I don't like where this is going, so let's take a break.
No,
let's
what?
Take a
what?
Quick break.
I'm going to compliment you.
Quick break. Okay. I think she's about to say, you've been married multiple times.
No,
how did you register?
No, that's
so
not.
So if we go on the air and she points out that I'm just like a two-time loser.
Dude, I can tell you right now, I wasn't going to bring up the two times.
You're not?
I was
going to
bring up none.
Okay, let's go back, but tread lightly. Anyway, we're back.
Okay,
searching for a high of what?
I said I was going to compliment you. You have wonderful taste, aka high-end taste of kitchen gadgets, things you need in the home.
Okay.
And so we thought, shouldn't we ask Slacker what to put on our registry?
Oh, because
this isn't about getting bare minimums. This is about leveling
dogs.
Up.
Yeah. Have you looked into Sur La Table? They have a lot of, you can register there.
You mentioned a KitchenAid mixer recently, so I did put that on my registry.
Good.
I picked a fun color.
Can we need to devote a whole day to just registries.
Good. People are going to love that.
Here's the thing. You're going to be mad at me when I say this, but I've already said it on the air before. And any of you who are going to write the angry text, I have two of them. I have two of the giant KitchenAid really expensive mixers.
You don't use them.
Never. Yeah. Do you bake?
Yeah.
You do.
Aaron probably does. I can't say that I bake
right, so
much.
What do you want it for? Like, this is what drives me nuts about people.
It's great
who are
to use it for mashed potatoes as well.
You can make pasta with it.
I know the things you can make with it, Erica.
Aaron, keep
but
going.
No one
what
does.
Else?
No one does. Oh, I spent $200 on the extra pasta attachment, but no one actually does it. You don't do it. Oh, I want a waffle maker. Angie loves waffles. I'll get a waffle maker. How many times you make waffles? You don't. You go to the freezer.
Waffles
you get the
seem reasonable.
Thing
waffles no, seem you way, because it's just, like making no. a pancake.
But you don't do it. I'm telling
my
you.
My sister
you
does. I'm going to sneeze.
Okay, you get your little attack out of the way. I'm just saying, I don't like people who ask for things they're not going to use. I also think, she'll be back.
I'm back.
It's what we all used to do. We all used to register for the fine china. Oh, I need, oh God, what if the whole family comes over? I need 10 place settings.
Sure.
So I need the chargers and I need the plate and then I need the salad plate and then I need the salad bowl and I need a coffee cup. Oh, I need a saucer for the coffee cup. Mm-hmm. Ooh, and it's
so
like,
far, we're not doing this.
Great. But that, now everybody's transferred off of that and now you want a KitchenAid mixer.
Like, well, we were also.
How about I let you borrow one of mine and you see how many times you use it? You're never going to use it.
We use ours all the time.
Yeah. Your wife makes bread, bro.
Yeah, all the time. Your wife
I had to
is
buy her
a baker.
Second bowl. Like, we don't have two mixers, but we have multiple bowls.
There's also
so she can
inserts
keep things moving.
You could put in them.
Yeah, well, that way she can make bread and then that's in the bowl and then we get the new bowl and then she makes cookies. And-
Are you comparing AHAC to Princess? Because she's never going to do anything with it. Like, there's no. She doesn't need it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you want
maybe
me on
I'll
this.
Take it off the registry.
Then take it off.
I'm just saying, like, what's the thing? And T-Hack, this is where you come in because you.
Oh, now he gets to talk?
He has.
Now
married.
I get to talk. That's right. We're all going to talk to you like this.
What's like the best thing that you got that you still use? And Slacker, I'm not going to bring up the two.
What?
I'm just saying, what's the best thing in your house right now that you use all the time?
Well, you already have one, I would assume. No household is complete without it. You have to have an air fryer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
But, like, get the big dog air fryer.
Dane would probably marry me second to the air fryer.
The air fryer is the best thing ever invented.
Yeah.
I love it. But, like, just get the big one. Get the, like, ninja with the dueling. That's one of my favorite things.
Dueling, where you can have two different things
going.
Things.
You have salmon over here and beans over here. Different temperatures. Shut up. Like, just green beans? Like, string beans with salmon?
Okay.
I'm not beans. I'm not, like,
black beans.
Magic. No.
They're just exploding.
You, like, you cook so little. You wouldn't even put black beans in there. That'd be in a pot.
I know.
On the stove. I don't know. What's your thing?
That's a good one. I would say, honestly, it's the fine china.
You use it?
Shut up. Mm-hmm. You've never used it.
I swear we use it. Yeah. Because
when?
I didn't have to buy it. I would have never bought it by myself, but now we have it. We've had it for 9 going on
You're
10 years.
And we You're a liar.
We use it more recently. At first, we never used it.
You don't
it.
Like Thanksgiving, so...
Yeah, that's
like, that's the only time you would ever get it out is if you're entertaining or
about,
Easter or like Christmas.
Have,
but like,
yeah, if we have family over and my wife makes dinner, then we use the china. We've been like consciously trying to use the china more.
Okay.
Use the good stuff. You
just
know?
Said it. So you're having to make an effort to use this thing, which means it's not actually a good thing. It's like, oh.
Or it is a good thing because it's making those moments extra special.
Nobody gives a flying F.
When I make an Eggo waffle for my kids in the morning, no china. But a nice dinner, we might do the china.
Okay, yeah. So do you want listeners?
I'd love like the best thing you got off your registry or that you just have in your home that everyone should have.
I can't think of there's nothing.
A dual air fryer?
Dual air
we
fryer.
We often have to decide which one gets air fryer and which one goes oven. So...
Yeah, don't say oven in TX presence. Right. He starts to sweat.
I'm so sorry.
All right, if you want to sound off on the best registry things and tell Princess what things not to get, 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Tiak has brought in, yeah, I'm throwing you under the bus on this, by the way.
In case this goes awry.
Has brought in something from Dr. Karen Phillip.
Mm-hmm,
is that really their name?
Yeah, close personal friend.
But Phillip?
That's her last name?
Are you upset that it's not Phillip? Wrong?
Have you ever heard of anybody's last name being Phillip? No S? Phillip?
No, but I don't.
Yeah, it is unusual.
Usually judge people by their last name.
Yeah. She's apparently a doctor.
Yeah.
She's a relationship expert. She's a family psychotherapist. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. And she's got things couples need to know before tying the knot. I'd like to play along. You can ask Erica the questions, and I'll let you know if in any of my marriages, if I knew these things, and if maybe that's what potentially led to the downfall
of said relationship. This is really fun and not anxiety inducing at all.
You're fine. I mean, we don't have to get a divorce. You're going to be fine. Do you think you guys are in good shape?
Totally.
You do?
Yeah.
Because you're not religious, air quotes, so you don't have to do a thing, like go to classes to be able to get married.
But we are going to do... probably TMI. Sorry, babe. We're going to do premarital counseling.
You are?
We are. We've made that decision.
Who made the decision?
No, we. It's a very we thing.
We did.
Let's just
let's do some counseling.
He's like, can you ask your current therapist about like if she knows someone or... All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just so you know.
No, I mean, I do
would
sort
start
of...
with a neutral therapist.
We are going to.
You got to go to neutral ground.
We will.
Did you go to marriage counseling before or did you do a church thing?
We did it through the church. Yeah. We had a sponsor couple that we met with for weeks. Gross. And then
did you have to do a retreat or anything?
No, we just met with them a handful of times each time. And
they always smell like coffee and cigarettes. God, I hate that.
No, they're like the best. They're like the sweetest, a little elderly than at the time. Yeah. They were the best.
The people who did that in the Catholic church when I was growing up were like, ugh. A little bit sketch.
What's that? Oh, License to Wed. That's that Mandy Moore, John Krasinski movie with Robin Williams. We watched it recently and they do, it's like the whole
process. Couples counseling thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we did, part of that is we met with the priest and we actually had a kind of a unique situation because our priest was married, had kids, his wife had passed, and then he became a priest later on in life. So he had a little bit of like both sides of the...
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. He like had experience getting married, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
So I thought you... never mind. I thought you had to like have your V card to be a priest.
Okay. You guys can be my priest right now.
Okay, go. Okay. Go.
The first thing, it takes 3 years to really know your partner.
We have been together 2 and a month. 2 years and a month.
Will it be 3 years by the time you tie the knot? No.
Just shy by like 3 months.
Research tells us it takes up to 3 years to really drop all of our facades and know who the actual person is.
I have always gotten married after at least 3 years.
So maybe he's doing something wrong.
No, I do kind of think that. You definitely, how long do you think it takes to get out of the, like your honeymoon? BSing phase?
1 year.
1 year before what? He farts in front of you?
He was farting in front of me at like 2 months.
I never do. It's just not a thing.
Once again, sorry, babe.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah, we were over three. When we got married.
All right.
Okay. So something to note.
I've failed already.
The children discussion. It should happen by the time you are a committed couple or are considering engagement. You should have talked about your plan for children, how many you want, when you're going to have them.
She dropped the bomb on him the first time they sat down having beers.
The children discussion was on our fifth date.
Fifth?
I was still deciding. He was so nice. And I was like, this guy's way too nice for me. Like, I don't know. So I was still kind of trying to figure out if I really wanted.
He's so tatted up and he had a beard down to his navel.
But he was so kind and so ready that I was like, something's wrong with this man, right?
Yeah,
like,
you think he's lying.
Yeah.
Or he's like...
And then we were sitting. I still remember exactly where we were at, like a cidery. And I said, do you have interest in having kids? And he said, if it's with the right person, I would want them. And he was certainly implying with me. And that was the moment I fell in love with him.
Aww.
It was the moment my heart went, oh, I almost just swore.
He didn't say it was you,
right?
But it was, but like the way it. He inflected on mm-hmm. the right person.
Yeah.
Well, that's a move.
Yeah.
Dane.
Yeah. Good work, Dane.
High five, son.
I always remember looking at him and him saying that and my like body reacting.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Slacker, you've talked about getting pregnant on the honeymoon. Is that something you talked about?
We definitely pulled the goalie with intent, but I had every intent of like, because if you ever gone to Mexico on a vacation, they're like...
Oh, perfect. We're also going to Mexico honeymoon.
Just, it's so funny. They like have these little jokes that they tell all the cute little couples, and they're constantly like, you on honeymoon or are you practicing? And it's like, just practicing. So I'm like, we're going to go there so many times. And just bad, baby, bad. And it was like, one shot, one goal. Like the next morning after we got married, she was like, I'm definitely pregnant. And I was like, what? She's like, everything feels different. I'm like, there's no way. We bought tests down there. Pete, like, no. Got back. Takes weeks, as you know, before you actually test positive. And then she was like, I told you.
Wow.
And they went back. It was like, we were married March 17th. She was pregnant on the 18th. Okay. For sure.
Mexico will get you, Erica.
Yeah. Yikes.
The next one. What is cheating on social media? You should share your passwords, allow your partner to look at your phone anytime, and be completely transparent.
Sharing passwords is crazy, but my phone, he knows the passcode. He types it in all the time, so...
Yeah, but how nervous are you if he just starts scrolling?
Not at all, because I don't ever say anything bad about him.
It's not about bad, but like...
Or I'm not talking to weird people.
You sure?
Ever.
Oh, man. I am going to corrupt your feed. If he looked at any of my texts,
he'd be like, okay.
Really?
That's what this says. It says basically any conversation you have on social media, your partner should be able to be sitting there right next to you while you have it. And
okay.
If they couldn't sit there, you're probably
look
in a
at
gray
me.
Area.
Everyone in this room knows me. You know the way I talk. I like if a girlfriend of mine saw the way I talk, it would not be good.
Maybe that's the problem.
No, but I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm. You are an interesting case.
Because you know I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. I talk about sleeping with you all the time.
Yeah,
but it's inappropriate for you to talk about sleeping with a woman if you have a partner. So,
but I talk like I've talked about sleeping with Aaron's mom just to get Aaron to call me daddy. I've done like I've said things like that out loud as
and
a
Aaron
joke.
Loves and I'm clearly. Still in therapy.
ChatGPT therapy.
Right, listen, how many more of this list?
I've got
there?
Three or four more.
Okay, we'll get to the rest. If you want to know if you're about to get married, if you're it's going to last or not, T-Hack has all the answers.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We are smack dab in the middle of testing a relationship.
Mine. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're testing anybody's relationship. If you're listening, these are the things you need to know before you tie the knot. So far, you should know each other for 3 years, which Erica and her fiance have not. You should discuss children.
Yep.
Do you want to say out loud what you're... Have you guys discussed a number?
Yeah, certainly not one, probably not four.
But you would do four, I think.
I love the idea of four. I'm one of four, so. But I'm pretty sure I'm older, so.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty sure we're not getting to four.
And then sharing, like, what is cheating on social media? You got to be willing to. I didn't get to say that. I'm very strange in the way I talk to people. I don't think, I wouldn't want Sigethers to see it. I'm not afraid, unless if they get me, then they can see whatever, because I'm not doing anything nefarious. Yeah.
I think you have the thing where if your phone buzzes, you'd be like, oh, honey, who is that?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be like, don't look at it.
Yeah, no. I'm not
well,
doing
and it's not necessarily just talking and what you're saying, but also, are you liking a girl's picture? Does that define cheating? Like, what exactly in the realm of social media?
Does that define cheating?
It can, for sure.
If it's like naked photos.
Yeah. Or bikini pics of, especially of a girl you know, I don't know, it feels feels weird.
But you have that talk.
Yes.
And then if they nod in the right places,
you agree
on
boundaries.
Then when they do that, they're in trouble.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. That's a good boundary. That's a great boundary. I like it. Okay.
The next thing is you should keep the toilet seat and lid down. You should just squash that argument now.
It doesn't happen.
Is according to this doctor.
It doesn't happen?
We don't argue about it. It's fine.
Really?
Yeah. The lid's usually up and I'm like,
that's okay.
It's not the end of the world.
But
he cleans the toilet more than I do.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay.
The seat is always down for me. That is true.
Getting slow clothes is a game changer. It's everything. Because you just get done, you just tap it, and then you walk out, and it's just slowly going down. I just don't like to, like, I don't want to slam it. So I don't always put the lid down. But with the slow clothes, I'm just like, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
That's real. Hold on.
I know.
We're doing, this is marriage deal breaker.
I think what it's saying is this is a huge point of contention for a lot of relationships, and just get in front of it. Just don't let it build up and you are passive aggressively closing it. Then he's opening it and you're all doing, that's like, get ahead of it. Talk about it.
But I don't think it really means anything. All it is a thing that when you're not happy with your partner and you're in nitpicky phase, that's the easy one.
Mm.
That's low hanging fruit. And you're just like,
that's mess for us.
Yes.
And we mess in general. We're both kind of messy. So you know this about me.
Every time you say it, I think I compartmentalize it back down.
I know.
You don't act messy. I mean, you eat in here every day, but that's not messy.
Slop.
It's not like everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Your house is a mess.
Well, we're working on it. So no.
Okay. This next one is a juicy one.
Oh boy.
You should talk about relations.
Yeah.
You should have the conversation about that and intimacy as early on to talk about your needs, your desires, and your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You've talked about this hack. It's a key point in your marriage. You're like, look, my number is like 27 a week. Your number's 2. So can we meet somewhere in between?
Right.
4 is good.
And then I think for us, it's been, I understand that maybe it's less than I'd like, but I see the movement you've made.
You're coming up, I'm coming down.
Yes, and I'm grateful for that. Yeah. And you are grateful for me. Like, I think it's more of the respect. Like,
have you guys agreed on a number?
Yeah, we've talked about this since date. Oh, I don't want to reveal that because my mom listens.
One,
but, no, not one.
That airport was rocking.
No, it's been something we've talked in length about, and it's like sometimes it's like I don't want to always initiate, and then it improves.
Really?
Yeah. We're also not afraid to go later today.
Oh, that's fine.
Like a little bit of a pre-schedule.
Yeah, a little thing.
Because sometimes, like on a weekday, you gotta.
Yeah. This says you should check in again every year. I say every week.
Oh. What about every
you don't want to talk about it all the time. Like, no, you just want to do it.
Yeah. You gotta let them talk about it and then let them improve. Yeah. You let yourself improve. All
Can
that.
I ask? I'm not being weird, but I think this is one thing that's happened in my relationships. Like, you kind of have that agreed upon number and then one of you is letting it slip. How long do you let it slip? Because there's, like, from a guy's perspective, if they're not meeting your thing, then you're just like, and then you're not going to initiate, you know, you're like, but you don't want to nag because, like, hey, come on, please, come on. That's not fun.
No.
Right. Like, right, you don't want that. So
it's not a turn on to them and you don't feel good doing that either.
Right. Like, but waiting a full year to check in. Like, how far does it have to fall down before you go, hey man, we were at 4 and now it's been like 4 in the last month? Like, when do you check back in?
Every 2 weeks, if something was off, I'd be like, hello? Hey, man,
hello?
Just like that.
I think as long as you are, because you get in the nitpicky phase, and as long as you're not in that mindset when you have the talk of just like, well, you said it's going to be 4. It's barely been any.
Right.
Oh, okay, now we're. That's bad. That's bad.
Nothing makes me want to sleep with you more than you yelling at me. Yeah. Let's go. Okay. That's good.
All right. This one will be interesting.
Oh, boy.
Always get a joint account.
100% first divorce lawyer told me that. We did not get a joint account.
Oh, really?
But this is supposed to be before you get married?
Yes.
I think it's like you should be prepared to get one. Okay. If you're going to get married, what this says is if you're talking about dividing bills once you're married, that's not a marriage. It's two individual people living as a married couple.
Interesting.
According to this doctor.
We just dumped it. We didn't keep separate accounts and have a joint. We just had a joint, which also gets even more.
First marriage?
No, the second. First one, we didn't do anything. Second one, it was just like all money flows into the middle and who cares? I make more than you do, but it doesn't matter. We spend at whatever rate we want to spend at.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We have the joint.
Only the joint. I think we're going to be doing
separate
and joint, and everything we spend really comes out of joint. There's just a little bit of
stuff. Why do you have your separate?
Gifts for each other. Trips.
Princess wants a little hide me money.
No. Yeah, you do. He makes more money than me, so it doesn't... I'd be better off taking his.
You're right. Then go push for it. No. Trust me, I got an attorney that will get you whatever you need when this is over.
Stop. Okay.
All right, this is the last one, and I feel like Erica's going to pass. You should tell them that you love them. A lot of the time, people can't remember the last time they said, I love you, or they struggle to name something they admire about their partner.
I think the second thing is more important than I love you.
We say I love you like 40 times a day.
You say I.
Yeah.
And love.
Mm-hmm.
L-O-V-E,
mm-hmm.
And you.
Yes.
It's
I don't
never
like a love you.
Or love ya.
Never a love ya. Sometimes a love you if we're in a pass, like, and we're quick moving, but it's like if he's running up the stairs to go to a meeting and I'm walking out the door, it's like, okay, love you.
No.
But we always kiss.
But there's like 8 other times that same day
right.
where they said, I love you.
Is it during the boinking? Your mom's listening, right?
No, it's usually outside of that.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
You're the one. Are you? Yeah, where are you at?
Are other people mad at this? I don't understand why.
I don't think I like it.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Target. Okay. There's so many things to talk about in this thing. Target is mandating that employees smile and start having like small talk during the holidays.
Yes.
And there are people sort of up in arms about it.
Yeah. And I don't, who has, these people have not worked retail before.
I don't like it.
Why? That's part of working retail is greet sure. everyone who comes into the store, be polite,
greet
smile.
Is fine. But if I'm
small talk
mid picking out
whatever.
I don't even know what I, anything.
You're in there looking at the Ninja Creamery thing.
Oh, Ninja man. Creamy.
I'm
why
on
creamy?
Ninja I it had Creamy like, game. We have been eating them every night. My protein good. Goals have gone up.
Really?
Yeah.
You have one?
They're so
yeah,
great.
We got one as an early wedding gift.
Hmm.
Cool. But cool. like, no, if somebody comes up to you like, oh, I see you looking at the creamy. I heard your protein goals can go up. I don't, shut up. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not making small talk with you.
Like, but that's a salesperson.
Or if
that's
I'm
part of
no,
the,
but, that's not what that's yeah, Target's not
just,
for that.
They just need to ask you, do you need help? Are you comparing yes. anything? I don't want to know how your day is going.
Yeah, I don't care.
Or what your protein goals are.
That's the argument?
I think that
oh my God. I don't
what
care. Okay, everyone.
Spirit, okay.
Yes, remind me to never speak to you guys again.
You're right.
What bothers me about it is that it is with intent of increasing sales. Whereas for me, if I'm in Target, I'm going to get lost and I'm going to buy so much stuff that if someone started talking to me, I would go check out right away.
Really?
So here's my thing. I think we all hate it for different reasons and Hack doesn't hate it at all.
Right.
I don't like, I know people hate this word, disingenuous interactions. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to come up and talk to me, I like that. That I'm okay with that. But if this is like, the eye in the sky is watching you and they're like, you didn't walk up to that dude. You didn't walk up to the dude looking at the creamy or whatever. I don't like that. I don't like, I've been in stores, this is happening so often lately, and my daughter has gorgeous hair. My daughter has some of the best hair on any human on the planet.
Yeah.
But like, everywhere we go, oh my God, your hair is so, oh God, how do you, it's so full and thick. And I'm like, are those people, is that a real compliment?
Or are they trying to sell?
Do they have to like, hey, you didn't compliment anybody today. Go up to that girl over there. Tell her she got great hair.
Right.
I don't like feeling like our exchange is transactional.
Yes.
I don't like that. I want, if you like my shoes, great. But when somebody goes, oh, cool shoes, man. I'm like, no, uh-uh. You didn't call them fours. You said shoes. So you're not really a sneakerhead. You're just saying it because you have to say it. I don't like that.
I think, especially at Target specifically, the only thing I get annoyed with is when you go along the back, usually by the electronics, and sometimes they have like the people there for the internet
phone
or whatever,
people.
The phone, who are like, oh, what phone plan you got?
Leave me alone.
And that to me feels like, hey, I came to Target. This is something I did not come here for, and now you're encroaching on what I thought I was coming.
Okay.
But a worker coming up and saying, how's it going? Hey, thanks for coming to Target. I know you got a lot of places. Thanks for coming. What can I help you find anything? You're good? Okay, just let me know. I'm
That's
Tyler.
Fine. That's fine.
That doesn't
small talk.
That's not small talk. That's not small talk. That is doing their job.
he might be
How do you get smaller than that?
No, it's if they're like, oh,
what are you doing with your Saturday?
Yes.
That. What are you doing with your Saturday?
You're like, I'm here. Okay.
What are you doing when you, hey, what else you got planned for today? It's like, Nunya. That's what I got planned for the rest of the day.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the small talk thing they're doing.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. Starbucks right now has put a gun to their baristas' heads and says, you have to put something on the cup.
Yes. Yeah.
And I stand there and watch them and they're just like, like they don't want to. They're like, two dots and it's a smiley face. And you're like, dude, you don't, then don't.
Sometimes they just say, yay.
Yay, or thanks, or a heart.
So you hate it when they are just going through the motions. But if they are just genuine, if they're good at it, then you like it.
No, because I'll never trust it. This is what I'm saying. Like, I'll just never trust it. I can't take a compliment from a retail.
Oops.
I thought that was a time.
I wasn't done with the sentence.
Hey, your hoodie is really cute today.
No!
Yeah,
it's really I'm saying, good.
You can't trust it. That's all I'm saying. Like, if I'm at a place and an age appropriate for you guys, woman walks up and says, wow, you look great. You having fun today or whatever? I can't bask in that because I'm like, how will I ever know if she likes me? I won't know.
Wait, this is a really big problem. So not even just employees, anyone.
No, if she works there, then I couldn't.
Okay.
I just think anything to make people more friendly is good in my book. What are you doing for the rest of your day anyway?
The Slacker Show.
I got a story for, it's really a warning for people who work at 7-Eleven. Keep the bathroom stocked. That's all I'm saying. Keep them stocked.
Yeah, preach.
That sounds like a threat.
Yeah.
It is a threat.
I've got a story that sometimes just doing something on your own property, no, you cannot.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh, yeah, those Minnesota. Yeah. Welcome to the embers. You want smoking or not?
I'm not really a fan of Minnesota.
All right, well, you got a story from there, so you got to talk like this.
I can't.
Okay, clearly.
So there was a man who was just going about doing, it seemed maybe some yard work in his yard, and I don't know, he got arrested for it.
Oh, what?
The problem is, he was a 66-year-old man, and neighbors said he suddenly appeared from behind his shed, fully nude, and wielding a chainsaw.
And the problem?
It was not the first time he was doing yard work naked. So they did give the police a call.
You don't want the chainsaw to catch any of your clothes.
Yes. And you sure don't want it to catch your ding-dong.
Maybe his ding-dong's little.
Maybe.
And he wears very ill-fitting clothes.
But you see what the problem is? The neighbors know the size of his ding-dong. Because he was naked doing yard work. So he was charged with disorderly conduct.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
You can't chainsaw naked.
Invisible sight.
Okay.
What are you calling the cops for? I just feel like this will sort itself out one way or another.
Let him.
Are you serious?
He trips. It's going to sort itself out.
They'll learn a valuable lesson.
Very valuable. His ding dong will be. Like this. It'll be like smaller. Like. Okay. My story is not out of Minnesota, it's out of Florida! Let's go! You know, guys, when it's you guys doing the story and it's Florida, I do that.
Yeah.
So it'd be better if it's my story, if one of you is doing that, so I could, like, start my story, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure that any of us could do that.
All right, well, a man went into 7-Eleven, and he needed to leave something there, I think, in the bathroom. I think he was... It was probably not a number one, is what I'm saying. He was in there.
You're a desperation point.
Yes. Okay. He went in to do his thing. And when he finished up, he realized there was no toilet paper. So he duck walked out to the... No, I think he probably just handled it. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Probably handled it.
Oh my gosh.
Handled it and then washed up and went out to the clerk and said, hey man, there's no toilet paper in there. It was actually a woman working the counter. She would not be bothered by it. So he took his chewing tobacco out of his mouth, and threw it at the woman. All I'm saying is, if he handled it in there, how do we know that what he threw...
Do you think he pulled poop out of his mouth?
I don't know if he was even... I don't think he pulled poop out of his mouth, Erica. Okay. Apparently, even in Florida, it's illegal to throw poop or tobacco at a 7-Eleven, so he has been arrested. Okay. It's really the stupid person in this story is the person who didn't put any toilet paper in the bathroom. Hey.
And the angry man.
Yeah, no, it's not his fault. Anyway, those were all the stupid people we could find.
It was so jarring.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.